News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
The Teachers Union of Ireland is recommending its members accept new proposals aimed at supporting the rollout of senior cycle reform following detailed negotiations with the Department of Education. We're joined now by the TUI President, David Waters. David, what's changed? Because the TUI were initially opposed to the senior cycle reform. So what has changed?
Yeah, well, look, just firstly to clarify, we were never against reform. We were against the rush nature of it coming in. But just when the minister announced that she was going to continue with the accelerated timeline, we put in a very detailed submission about what we felt would be needed for this to be a smooth transition in schools. And on the basis of that document and that submission, we got intensive negotiations. And a lot of what we have put in has now been addressed, such as reviews for subjects where they're going to be now the new minimum 40% additional assessment components. They will be reviewed for their viability. There'll be time audits to see if it's actually possible to do this kind of coursework. And then along for teachers as well to address certain issues, there'll now be one-year CIDs or contract of indefinite durations to address teacher supply in classrooms. The local bargaining element of the public service agreement will be sorted, and the infamous Croke Park hours will be rebalanced as well. So there's a lot of things in this which we have asked for, which we have gotten. We obviously didn't get everything, but we think it will allay some of the fears of schools, particularly around funding as well, particularly with the science subjects. There's going to be an increase. If you're like a physics or chemistry student, there's like €13 assigned to you for the school to kind of get materials in for you. Yeah. It's now being expanded to all four sciences, and it's up to €25. So we kind of feel there's enough in this that will allay some of the fears of schools and teachers.
Is the 3% pay increase the sugar that helps the unpalatable medicine go down?
Well, it's in recognition of the workload that's going to have to be done. I mean, teachers are now going to, you know, develop new resources, get familiar with the new specifications. There's new methodologies involved. So, I mean, there is new work on this.
It's not a great look, though, is it? Like, you're opposed to leaving certain reforms because X, Y and Z is wrong. And then suddenly it's a 3% pay deal and, hey, presto, we're happy with the reforms.
No. There's far more than just 3%. 3% alone, I don't think, would be enough for the work that's going to be involved in this. I mean, this is going to radically reform education for 30-odd years or whatever. What's the main content of this is that we're getting the rebalancing of Croke Park hours. You've got you do have the local bargaining, which, I mean, work shouldn't be for free. You've got the one-year CIDs coming in, but you have other things. And the more important things are the educational elements. I mean, the
I was going to say, where are the students in all of this?
Focus. Yes, well, that's what everything we've done is for the students. I mean, if you take English, for example, that's coming in, right? There's now this idea that maybe 20% of an AAC will be given for creative writing, which means they're taking it out of the exam. And that's very worrying with AI and the developments of AI. So we've been arguing, geez, this we need to put checks and balances here for students and for the education system. So there will be now a task force with the TUI, on how to develop robust protocols around AI and education and how we can actually help monitor this. If you take the time audits to make sure that we can actually do the work in the set time, like there was no time audits done, which is why we wanted to delay in the first place. And the ministers decided not to do that. But everything the TUI has done up to this point, including back when they wanted to bring in teacher-based assessments or put exams in fifth year, were always to do with the students. I mean, 100%.
Okay.
So, I mean, it is unfair to characterise it as anything else.
I just asked a question. I wasn't characterising it as anything. Final question, do you expect that your members will now vote to let these reforms go through?
Yes, the executive have decided to recommend an acceptance. So it would be up to us to now explain the details of this proposal, the new post of responsibility that will be coming into schools to address, you know, issues around senior cycle and L1, L2 programmes and things like that. So, look, if members need time to read the document, they'll get that time. And over the next few weeks, they will vote. And I hope I'm recommending an acceptance of it, and I hope they do.
TUI President David Waters, thank you indeed for talking to News Talk Breakfast this morning.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR
on News Talk.